Wednesday of the second week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Mark 3:1-6. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger, and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, this is the fifth confrontation between Jesus and the Pharisees in this Gospel of Mark. And I invite you to read this Gospel slowly and enter the scene and ask the Holy Spirit to show you your own heart and the heart of Jesus so they become one. This men, the Pharisees, were, as we can see by now, obstinate in condemning Jesus. And when one goes against someone already looking for something wrong, they will interpret everything wrong. And notice that they were watching Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath. Why? So that they might accuse him. Now, if somebody is after you, or if you are after somebody, watching everything they do in order to accuse, you will not have an open mind to really understand and interpret what that person is doing. And family, has this ever happened to you or to me? That we see a person always in a negative light, no matter what they do? So this is the problem with the Pharisees. And even the miracles of Jesus would not convince them. At the contrary, would make them even harder in their hearts. But notice also that Jesus doesn't back away from conflict. Rather, openly, he calls the man with the withered hand and heals him. Now, he asks a rhetorical question. Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it? You see, even the Pharisees acknowledged that in case, for example, of war, one could defend himself even in the Sabbath. And the reason this was clear to them is because during the Maccabee revolt, those who wanted to observe strictly the observance of Sabbath would not even fight on the Sabbath. And so they were slaughtered. And so they came with this acceptance that it's okay to fight on the Sabbath to save your life. You see, so now Jesus is confronting them. Even you make exceptions in order to save life. Can you not see the condition of this man and have mercy? So he looks at them with anger. This is holy anger. This is the anger at seeing the work of Satan destroying hearts. These Pharisees not only were blocked against Jesus, they were seeking to block everybody else. And this is so terrible. So they just remained silent. They became even hardened in their hearts even more. You know, have these things happened to you? Has that ever happened to me? That instead of really humbly acknowledging I made a mistake, I see something new now, we just become so proud in trying to defend our position, how good it is to be able to say, you know, you're right. You know, I didn't see that. They were not capable, though, of doing that for their own destruction. And so the next thing that happens is the Lord heals and the man is restored, and the Pharisees could not take it any longer. They just left, and they took counsel immediately with the Herodians. Herodians are those who belong to the party of Herod. In other words, they were political opportunists. And since Herod was the king, they were supporting him to be able to get benefit. And the Pharisees absolutely hated the Herodians because the Pharisees saw themselves as the epitome of Judaism, and Herodians were a political group that was really supporting the enemy. So they would hate them. But now their hate for Jesus was so great that they ran to their own enemies in order to work with them, to make force, to make more strength, to go against Jesus. Have you ever seen that happen before? That in face of an enemy, we make friends with other people that we don't even want or like? This is amazing, isn't it? And then what happens is the Herodians and the Pharisees plot to kill Jesus. Now, mind you, these are men who are supposed to be religious, these Pharisees, and they come to this point of obstinacy, of hate, to even be deciding to kill the Lord. Finally, it's a big question. Notice that in all the Gospels, Jesus only initiates the healings on the Sabbath. He also heals other days, but only when people come to him with a particular situation. But he himself only initiates the healing process on the Sabbath. Why? The reason is because by doing so, he is revealing the true meaning of Sabbath, which is to restore all things into Christ, to bring the chaos of sin and creation in creation to the end, to its end, through the power of his love, and to bring everything in rightful order with his Father. And so he's showing them a bigger, deeper understanding of the Sabbath than just practicing laws. Now, mind you, the practice of the law has its place. Jesus himself observed the Sabbath, but he observed it in the most perfect way. And that's what the Pharisees could not understand. May we have the grace to understand the heart of Jesus. God bless you.